Remember that show Good Times and the serious, hardworking father, James Evans, who didn't hesitate to take off his belt and hand out spankings? That was actor John Amos. The Golden Gloves boxer and ex-pro football player has had a long career on the large and small screens. One of his biggest roles was as Kunta Kinte on the TV miniseries Roots in 1977. Now Amos is working on a new film that looks at slavery in a different way. He's shooting a documentary about a group of rival gang members he's taking this month on an international sea voyage that retraces the transatlantic slave trade. He's got his own Haley's Comet Foundation, and it's working with Amistad America, an organization that uses a replica of the famous Amistad slave trading ship to educate the public about the Middle Passage. Joining me now to talk about his work is John Amos. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
So tell me a little bit more about this project. When do you set sail? Who are you going to have on board, and where are you going to stop?
Number one, this will be a collaborative co-production between Amistad America and my company, or rather my nonprofit, which is the Haley's Comet Foundation. The voyage will ensue from New Haven, Connecticut, and the specificities as to when we will actually launch.
Well, you know, I just have to ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you sail? Is this something that's new for you, or is this something...
No, it's not new for me. On the contrary, I have my foundation, the Haley's Comet Foundation. Is our mission statement was initially, when I formed the foundation and acquired nonprofit status some 6.5-7 years ago, was to introduce young people, young men and women, to not just the sailing experience, but also to make them aware of career opportunities that might exist in the maritime industry.
Well, that's fascinating. I have a great uncle who was a merchant marine, and there's certainly, it's a fascinating field. It's certainly not something that you're going to find a lot of people who are gang members doing. Why did you choose to focus on gang members to go on this very important journey?
Well, the truth of it is the gang member aspect of it is sort of an addendum. While my focus as a former social worker was to try and get as many kids who are at risk involved in our program, initially we weren't set up to deal with adjudicated youth, that is, kids who have, young people who have been put through the system, who have already been incarcerated and that type of thing. But and Amistad, quite frankly, was not set up for specifically that purpose. But I said this would be an incredible opportunity to get young people involved who are in that situation, because the impact on them of working as a team together, of going through an experience of going to sea, preparing the vessel, learning how to sail, learning meteorology, learning how to read the ocean, realizing what the importance of the preservation of the oceans are to them and their generation, and the generations to come, it's just too great an opportunity to miss out on.
So, John, you have a situation where you have the 200th anniversary of the abolition of the slave trade in the UK.
Yes.
When you think about the Middle Passage, there was no comfort on the lower decks for the people who were about to be enslaved. There was no freedom of movement. There was no adequate food. There was no medical care of any serious sort.
True.
So when you think about the young people that you're going to be taking on this trip, they're going to be living a very different experience. What are you going to try to tell them about the experience of the actual Middle Passage while they are manning this ship?
Well, they'll become aware of the numbers involved, which historians still are in a conflict over, and some sociologists, those who study such things, the actual numbers of people that were abducted and enslaved, and remembering that these were men, women, and children, that these were, in fact, the ancestors of a great many African Americans, and particularly those from the inner cities. So I'm hoping that they'll gain a greater appreciation. We are not going for reenactments of slavery itself. The mission statement of Amistad will be as a healing agent to show people what had happened to a race of people and how they still overcame incredible, incredible odds and incredible suppression to rise to the point that we have risen to today as a race of people.
How did you decide... I have to go back to the sailing thing. Sailing is often considered a sport or a pursuit of the elite and of the white elite specifically. How did you come to this?
When I was a child, I grew up in a single-parent household like most kids, but I used to go take my mom down to Branchbrook Park in New Jersey, and I would rent a rowboat for about 50 cents an hour, and I'd row her around the lake, and I always had an affinity for the ocean and for sailing. As I became older, I learned how to sail on a little catamaran, and as my dad and I got to know each other when I was a young adult, he had left, I realized that the affinity that I had for sailing and for fishing and for the ocean was something genetic, because my father, John Amos Sr., who is now deceased, was a fisherman. He was former military, and he had a 24-foot Sea Ray outboard boat. Ultimately, I bought a boat, and when I bought the boat, I realized the look of it. It looks like a pirate ship, and it was so attractive from the standpoint of capturing kids' imagination that as a former social worker, I couldn't help but envision the boat as being a tool to attract the attention and the participation of young people in a structured sailing program.
When you think about all of the different things you've done, Kunta Kente was an iconic character. James Evans of Good Times was also an iconic character. And for a lot of people, watching Good Times was a way of seeing a reflection of a life that was similar to theirs. Obviously, you ended up leaving the show. A lot of folks missed you. Do you think that there is a way that you now continue to reflect people's aspirations and people's need to see a future for themselves, no matter what background they come from?
Well, I'd like to think that Captain Bill Pinckney of the Amistad Project is a greater reflection of that image of aspirations and people dreaming about doing the impossible than anything I've done as an actor. And I say that because he's the only African-American to have circumnavigated the world solo. That is, he's the only African-American on record, and maybe one of seven or eight, no more than 10 human beings, who have sailed around the world alone. Now, the significant aspect of that is not only did he sail around the world alone, but he was able to communicate with thousands of school children who took parts of a virtual passage with him via satellite feed. So on this vessel, on this passage that we're proposing with the Amistad, Captain Pinckney will be able to continue the legacy that he started we'll have a live feed on Amistad, and literally thousands of school children around the world, maybe millions around the world, will be able to take this passage on the Amistad. And of course, there will be college students on board who will bring their perspectives. There'll be students of literally every ethnicity available.
That is fantastic. John Amos, I wish you the best on your voyage. Thank you.
Well, I thank you so much for the opportunity to share this with you.
Actor John Amos of the Halley's Comet Foundation is creator of the forthcoming documentary on the Amistad America Project.